Hello.
Yes, hello, good morning. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Wallace?
Good, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Just following up in regards to your account, I did see your text message that you sent earlier today. Is it a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and review. So you haven't been receiving calls? Let's see. Okay. Yes, we still have those two calls we had a little while ago. Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's not working. But, you know, when I don't show up at pest control 10 miles from here, 5 miles from me. We're not in there. I see companies that aren't even from here that are in there 3 or 4 or 5 times before I'm in there once. There's do-it-yourself centers that don't even do pest control that are in there before I am.
Okay. Let me go ahead and check. Now, where did you say you didn't come up?
The pest control within 5 miles or 10 miles.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the search you made. Okay. Gotcha. So let me see. Because I've been looking, for example, the service areas and the job types we have select. Right, because for example, you right now on Google Guaranteed, you do rodents, termites, and inspections, right?
And we do pest control too, but I didn't want like ants or roaches to be my thing to Google. Pest control, yes.
Okay, gotcha. And the thing is that, for example, the total category, let's say, is pest control technician, and then under that category, we select the services, right? Now, usually we know that the more services or job types, let's say, that you have selected, well, the more, let's say, that you can cover a pest control call. Let's say that under Google's eyes, if somebody searches pest control, but you need somebody needs help with, let's say, ants, right? Somebody needs help with ants. But they search for pest control, which is what people usually do. You know, Google, what they want is they want people to be able to fulfill it from the first call, right? They don't want people to just jump around, you know, from one.
Yeah, I understand that. But if, like, somebody Googles ants and then you show up there and they're going to charge you $70 for a click, you're only charged $125. It doesn't make sense to put your money there. Maybe you can sell them other services. Maybe you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to get our bigger ticket items. Like the two services that we got, they were $150 services each, no continuing on. And I'm out $900-something.
I get it. And the money's still there, right? It's not like...
Yeah, no, I get that. But I'm just saying that you had to fork it out. But maybe, you know, I don't know what to do. Just whatever is getting the top clicks, I guess put that there.
Yes, because to be honest, in my perception here is that we need to, I understand that you don't want people, you know, to come up directly when somebody searches ants, but if somebody searches pest control and they need help with ants, right, you would you be able to help them out?
Yes. Okay. But I just don't want, you know, pest control in general, I can sell them, you know, they're probably looking for something a little bit more, specifically ants, and that's all they're wanting. It's not, you know, it's not a dollar feasible to pay that much for a lead. Because you still got to pay the technician 20% to go out there. On top of that, you're over what the fee was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get that. But remember, though, Google, the price of the call is not the same per service, right? There's services that are much cheaper, right? So they don't charge the exactly the same amount. But with that being said, you know, if you tell Google, okay, we do ants, we do spiders, we do roaches, then Google, you cover more, let's say, categories for a pest control search, right? So that person, you know, they call and they ask for help with roaches. As of right now, Google assumes that you don't do them, right? So they don't. That's why the exposure hasn't been as good as we'd hope for Google Guaranteed this first month. That's one of the first one thing I realized. The other thing is the service error. All right, let me just show you here. Because Google, like we said, usually, you know, they rotate the top three, but it gives us the accountability of how many times the app loaded. But I don't see that much exposure for your ad. So I think that would actually help out a lot. But the service, okay. Go ahead
and have pest control, ants, roaches, spiders, put raccoons, maybe add noises in the attic.
So those would be, let's say keywords, right? But we can add them too. Mm-hmm. I added ants, spiders, roaches. Do you want to do mosquitoes?
No.
No? Okay. Bees, hornets, wasps?
Bees, wasps.
Okay. Fleas or mites?
Fleas.
Fleas, okay. You said bed bugs, no?
No bed bugs.
Uh-huh. Right. And, well, there's a category that's called other. So that's where we basically put in the wildlife, let's say.
Okay.
So I would be turning that on as well for right now. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. I'm going to send you a screenshot of the service areas that I have currently selected. Now, I anticipate that this adjustment with the job types is going to do the trick alone to give us a lot more exposure.
Okay.
But I'm just going to send this out so you can see it, so we can know if you want to make any adjustments there or if you want to add anything else to the area, okay? Just give me a moment.
Yep.
Just got your little screenshot there. You know if you got that.
I got it.
That's strip of land. That's what we have selected right now. So you let me know if I should add anything else.
Like there's like trying to see on the map here. I mean, it's missing like a chunk of Melbourne out of it because they're, you know, it's all called Melbourne, but they have little things inside of it, like Palm Harbor, Sierra.
Okay, we'll cover all of that. Okay, we definitely can. You know, for example, I see areas like Sebastian. Wabasso, Gifford, I see those are off. Should we add those as well?
We could do Nico and Sebastian.
Okay. I'm adding those as we speak. What about Grant Valkaria, Malabar?
Yes, I thought all that was highlighted.
Okay. So Melbourne Beach, Indian Harbor Beach, all of that?
Yes. Like Port St. John. I don't know what that big stretch. I think that's Rockledge. That's not highlighted.
Let me check that out. Vieira East. Is that Rockledge? Let me see.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Rockledge was highlighted. Uh-huh.
Okay, then go. It's got to be Suntree or Vieira.
Oh, that area below? Uh-huh, yeah. That's Sierra from what I see here. Let me just select it. What about Palm Shores?
Palm Shores,
Palm
yeah.
Shores?
That's all considered Melbourne, but those little sub things.
The suburbs, right, yeah. Right, exactly. That's probably why it wasn't selected.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, we can definitely make sure we select all of that area. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Alrighty. Let's see what else. Any area to the north or to the south that I may be missing other than that?
No.
No? Okay. That's good. So with this is definitely going to help. This is definitely going to help us a lot in regards to the Google guaranteed. Like we said, we want to make sure you spend that budget, right? So rest assured, we're not going to be billed until that budget is spent, right? But like we said, turning off these job types, I believe that's going to help us out a lot. So if it's okay with you, I can follow up next week so we can evaluate how it performed during this first week.
Okay.
Alrighty. Now, do you have any questions, any updates, any offers you'd like to add?
Nope, that's it.
Alrighty. Well, I appreciate the time, Wallace.
Thank you.
If you have any time, do give us a call. If you have any new content, do send it over as well, okay? Any pictures that you think are going to help. Alrighty?
Okay. Well, yep. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Wallace. You have a good one. Take care.
Good, sir.
Bye-bye.